It was one of the most happening Saturdays of the month. An international club was opening its franchise in Delhi. The who's who of the party circuit were present. A few celebrities from Mumbai had flown in as well. There were international dancers performing on the two stages set on the sides of the huge dance floor. And opposite that, a very exquisite bar, where two people were sitting amongst others. These two had no clue how their lives were about to change. How they were going to be hit by a storm. A love storm. One of them was Siddharth, an extremely tall, lanky guy and sticking out amongst the crowd. Siddharth asked the bartender to bring him 6 tequila shots for him and his friends. He seemed to be having fun, but not as much as he would have had if his ex-girlfriend Nia had not been there. It was 6 months since their breakup, but the awkwardness between them remained. Having common friends meant they were bound to see each other at parties and other occasions. A few seats away at the bar, sitting all alone, sipping on warm water lemonade unlike the rest of the crowd, was the beautiful Tara. She had been feeling a bit under the weather since 2 days and would have preferred curling up on her bed at home, Netflixing while sipping on a cup of turmeric ginger tea. Her idea of a perfect evening. Had it not been for Geeta, the owner of this new club, and also Tara's dear friend. Geeta had given her scary ultimatums to drag her out of the bed. Surprisingly, today Tara felt glad to be out. It was a good change from her usual routine. A break she didn't realize she needed. She finished her lemonade and called out to the bartender for another one. At the same time, Siddharth, who was also at the bar, called out to him to order for more shots. The bartender got confused who to listen to first and kept shaking his head from left to right. This broke both Sid and Tara into a big laugh. And that is when they noticed each other for the first time. Their eyes met. They were still laughing, which then turned into a warm greeting smile as they looked at each other with interest. She was not someone to randomly smile at a stranger. So this sudden spark that she felt on seeing this guy was strange and new for her. She observed him and found the way he laughed quite cute. On the other hand, Siddharth was quite taken by her in the first look itself. He couldn't take his eyes off her as her bewitching big hazel eyes twinkled while laughing. She was stunning to look at, but that wasn't why his eyes got fixated on her. It was something else, a spark he never felt earlier at first sight. As the bartender gave them their respective drinks, they nodded to each other and returned to their respective places. Sid back to his group of friends, and Tara back to her lemonade. In between, he turned around to see her, but she was on a call. The expression on her face said she was annoyed with whoever she was speaking to. The night went on with free-flowing dance and alcohol. The after-party was supposed to be at Geeta's house. Actually, it was a mansion, not a house. She'd only invited a few of her close friends, around 20-30 of them. There, they met again. She was coming out of the restroom and almost bumped into him. They were surprised to see each other. Siddharth extended his hand and said, "Hey, we meet again. I'm Siddharth." "I'm Tara." She shook his hand. They shook hands for a few seconds more than needed. He excused himself to go to the restroom and she joined the rest of the party. When he came back, he sat next to her, which she didn't mind at all. The next 2-3 hours just flew by chatting about their work, about Geeta, and how they know her, and dancing on some very cringy music. They were having so much fun and were so engrossed in each other that they were oblivious to the others catching on their chemistry, especially Geeta. They were simply inseparable during the entire time. Even when they were chatting with someone else, their eyes unknowingly searched for each other. Time flew, and it was morning already. Everyone was sloshed and super tired. Some of them crashed at Geeta's place, while others left. Siddharth had some work in the day, and it was time for him to leave. He got up and asked Tara if he could drop her, but she was sleeping over at Geeta's place. They said goodbye to each other. But before parting, he asked for her number. She casually took his phone and typed her number and called herself so she could get his. It was quite evident from their vibe that they didn't want to say bye to each other. But the sun was up and it was time to part ways. "See you sometime," Tara said as he turned to leave. "Yep, I will. Very soon." He smiled with a twinkle in his eye while saying this. It was 2 p.m. when Tara finally woke up. Her body was aching. Such a lifestyle was not meant for her, but she wasn't cribby about it for a change. Why was she feeling so light and kind of happy even though she had just woken up in the afternoon? She blushed thinking about the why part. She had a really good night. A really, really good night. She joined Geeta for lunch at the table. With a mischievous grin, Geeta asked how the party was. Tara knew exactly what her friend was referring to. She was not just teasing, but was surprised to see Tara in her college days element last night. She was free and joyful. Geeta hadn't seen her this way since college. Geeta then asked Tara if she wanted to go over to Sid's place for dinner. He had messaged Geeta inviting both of them. "Geeta, you know it'll get complicated. I want to, but I can't." "I shouldn't," said Tara. Geeta understood and nodded. They finished their lunch and went on with their day. At around 8 p.m., Tara received a text from Siddharth. "I hope you haven't eaten yet. I have packed some food for you and I'll drop it at your place and maybe we can get some coffee too," he messaged her. She got excited to see him. Her heart started beating fast. Then nervousness seeped in. "I have to tell him today," she thought to herself. An hour later, a car with loud music pulled up near the gate. He came playing the same song they jived on last night. They couldn't stop smiling at each other from ear to ear as she sat in his car. He handed her the food. She had eaten already but didn't say that to him. "You didn't come, so I thought I'll be your personal food delivery guy for tonight," he said, and she giggled. They drove around for a while, eating an ice cream, listening to music, chit-chatting. A while later, he asked her, "Would you like to meet tomorrow? Tara, I'd really like to know you more." He was direct with her. She paused, took a deep breath, and replied. Her truth that she had to share with him. She had to say it now. "Siddharth, I'm married. I'm sorry, it's actually a really complicated situation. I don't see my husband often. He's mostly away for work for long periods. It's been 6 months we haven't met. To be honest, our relationship is kind of dead since a very long time. But even still, it won't be right for us to meet this way, Siddharth." There was a moment of silence before Sid spoke again. In his usual jovial manner, he said, "So, hypothetically speaking, if you fall for someone else, I mean, what if you feel this undeniable spark, this amazing chemistry with someone? Would you not want to take a leap towards a new life?" "It isn't that simple, Siddharth," she replied. After driving for a while, he dropped her home. Somehow, the truth bomb didn't change anything between them. There was no awkwardness as such. Rather, just an acceptance, or more like, ignorance of the situation. Over the next few days, they met daily, chatted on the phone for hours, and texted each other non-stop. It was as if this attraction between them was the only truth they were living, their only reality, even though they called it friendship. In these few days, they talked about their past and present, from why Siddharth broke up with Nia to how Tara doesn't feel in love with Madhav, her husband, anymore, and how her family has been against her breaking up with him whenever she brought up the topic of divorce. They talked about everything under the sun. Being constantly connected with each other through day and night was as natural as breathing for the two of them. Neither of the two was giving any thought to the direction in which they were flowing. Until Tara woke up crying one morning. Her heart felt heavy with emotions. Tears kept rolling out of her eyes non-stop. Hours passed, but the feeling of heaviness didn't die. She just couldn't stop them. It felt like an awakening of sorts, a realization. She was in love with Siddharth. The feelings that she was trying so hard to suppress under the name of friendship had finally surfaced, no matter how hard she tried. And that too in a matter of days. She had always lived her life by the textbook definition of ethics and morals and ideals. But isn't this how life happens? Her lack of control over her feelings took her by a surprise. Her own feelings overwhelmed her. How could this happen to her? She kept thinking. Especially to her. She is married. How did she not know that she would fall in love with Siddharth? She should have known. She kept thinking and crying over and over again. She finally called Geeta while crying. Geeta, I'm so scared. I think I've developed feelings for Siddharth. I don't know what to do now. She broke down. Geeta tried to calm her. Hey, it's not your fault. Tara, listen to me. This was bound to happen. You've not been in love with Madhav since a very, very long time now. Come on, babe, don't cry. It'll be all right. I'm there for you, okay? We will figure this out together. Tara kept on crying and crying, finally stopping when Geeta made her crack up on a piece of gossip. By the time they hung up, Tara felt better. That night, Sid and Tara met for dinner. Sid noticed that her eyes were swollen. Are you okay? He asked. The moment he did, she broke down again for the 100th time that day. Sid was taken aback by her reaction. He got worried and escorted her to the quiet corner of the restaurant. She had had a few glasses of wine at home before leaving for dinner, had made a plan to not confess her feelings to him. If she did, this would complicate things. So she decided to keep her feelings to herself and slowly disconnect with Siddharth. But the alcohol in her system didn't let her stick to the plan. I have fallen for you. I tried not to. It's not right, I know. I know I'm married. But I have these feelings that I can't suppress anymore. She burst out in tears as she confessed her feelings to him. He consoled her affectionately. She looked so lovely in this moment, he thought. So pure, with her heart bare, so honest, so adorable. He hugged her tightly. They embraced till she calmed down. As they pulled back from the hug, their eyes locked, and he kissed her softly. They were in this love cloud for a very, very long time. It was explosive. Their emotions, the touch, it felt absolutely right to be this close to each other. He said, I've been in love with you, Tara, since the very first day I met you. I knew you were the one. She caressed his face lovingly as he continued. Even though you've just realized your feelings, Tara, I could see them in your eyes a long time ago. I know Our souls belong to each other. There is no other way to explain the depth of our emotions, is there? Both of them remained in this moment through the night. It was all very surreal. Until the next morning. Madhav texted Tara. He was coming back tonight. They had had an argument a few days ago and hadn't spoken since then. And now, she didn't know how to react to the message. She panicked and wanted to meet Siddharth before Madhav arrived. Both of them had not met after their kiss last night. She wanted to meet him and discuss their feelings at length. Or maybe just be with him, do nothing. Just hold his hand, kiss him again. She started to miss him and called him to break the news of Madhav's arrival. Sid got upset, wondering how would they be able to meet if Madhav was back. But that day his work was super hectic and he couldn't leave his office. They were both feeling low and disappointed over not meeting. That night, Madhav arrived, seeming chirpy and affectionate towards Tara. An unusual sight for her, by the way. She was confused with his behavior. In the last few years, they had been like strangers to each other and had no relationship whatsoever, except legal. She excused herself, saying she isn't feeling well, and retired to bed, trying to digest their conversation over dinner. Madhav told her he wanted to fix things between them and that he would take up a project closer to home while delegating the current one to his team manager, just to make time for them. "Let's plan a baby too," he added. Tara was aghast. She wasn't expecting any of this. The sheer timing of this change in him was all very confusing and suspicious. Does he know something about me and Sid? She got worried. But Madhav didn't show any obvious signs of knowing. She barely responded to Madhav all night. She was zoned out. Her thoughts drifted to Sid every other second. She missed him so, so much. On the other hand, Sid was frustrated. He tried wrapping up his work quickly, but got late. He couldn't call Tara as Madhav was with her, so he called Geeta. Geeta told him he needed to be patient and wait for the situation to unfurl. A week passed. Madhav was hell-bent on being around Tara all the time. But it was too late for any kind of mending, and Tara was feeling claustrophobic. She was already in love with Sid. She asked herself, what is she doing here in this home? She couldn't take it anymore. One morning, she finally told Madhav she wanted to separate and that she isn't in love with him anymore. This time, she asked for divorce more assertively. On the other hand, he wasn't surprised. He was in a way expecting it. She did seem changed to him, but he didn't say anything to her when she asked for a divorce. This made Tara wonder why. It was very unlike him, and this made her suspicious. And then she found out. He had already involved the families, anticipating this move on Tara's part. A few hours later, both Tara's mother and mother-in-law were at the doorsteps. Tara knew she was being ambushed. There was no way out of this emotional pressure. They got her to give Madhav a last chance, especially now that he was willing to make changes, they emphasized. Tara had waited a long time for Madhav to be this way with her, to make things work. But that moment had passed years ago, and now her heart belonged elsewhere. How could she tell that to both the mothers and Madhav? To her own surprise, Tara didn't feel any guilt due to Sid. Rather, a confirmation about her changed feelings towards her husband. But now, she had to stay with the man she was not in love with and let him attempt to fix things between them. All because her family wouldn't let her leave Madhav. divorce was a strict no in both the families. Tara went to bed with a broken heart. She could see no way out of the situation. The next day, Geeta arranged a meeting between Sid and Tara. They met at Geeta's place just to be safe. Both of them had not spoken to each other in many, many days. But the moment they saw each other, they ran into each other's arms. Neither could utter a word. The warm embrace was all the comfort and the world they needed. Tara explained the situation to him, and he understood. Even though his heart was sinking, thinking about how they might not meet each other again, he didn't want to make things tougher for Tara. It was a heartbreakingly teary breakup of sorts for them. Even Geeta, who saw them this way, welled up. She didn't want to get into the middle of the matter. She knew how tough Tara's family was. Both the families were powerful, and it wasn't easy for Tara to get out of this. As Tara got up to leave, Sid would not leave her hand. He pulled her back into a warm embrace. They hugged each other for a very, very long time. Neither wanted to part. It was getting late. It was time to leave. But not before they poured their real feelings into words. They finally said the golden words for the first time to each other. "I love you, Tara," said Sid. "I love you too," Tara replied in a broken voice. They might never say these words to each other again. They might not meet each other ever again. It was the most heartbreaking "I love you," the most heartbreaking confession. Geeta could not take it anymore and walked out of the room. That was the last time they saw each other in a really long time. A year passed. Both of them were out of touch. No contact whatsoever. But then they say, soulmates find their way to each other eventually. It was in New York that they met each other again, during an Ed Sheeran concert. Geeta had come with a few of her friends to attend the concert, Sid including. There he saw her. Her. She was wearing a leather jacket and boots and cut her hair short. Stunning as always. His heart skipped a beat. Geeta ran towards Tara on spotting her. "Babe, you didn't tell me you were coming for the concert. Oh, I missed you so much," shrieked Geeta as she hugged Tara. The girls giggled and hugged each other like two long-lost sisters. Tara then looked up and saw Sid. "Hi, Siddharth. Long time." She smiled at him. He was expressionless. He didn't know what to say. So he just blurted, "Yeah, hi." They stood next to each other throughout the concert. Post-concert, all of them went to a bar for drinks. It was over there, Sid finally asked her, "So, are you alone here or with your husband?" She replied, "We divorced a while ago." Sid was zapped into motionlessness. He turned her shoulders to face him properly and finally uttered, "Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you contact me?" His voice kept getting shrieky and whiny. "Do you have any idea, Tara, what I've been through? Just how much I've missed you." Her eyes got wet and her heart burst out of her body. There were no words to do justice to how she was feeling. She literally jumped at him for a hug. She held him tightly till he too tightened his arms around her. "I have missed you terribly as well." Her face had the same warmth and love towards him as before. He cupped her face in his hands and said, "Tell me everything." She narrated her ordeal to him. It was a long battle of how she blocked her family and Madhav and managed to get out of that marriage. It had turned ugly and took a toll on her, but she got out. scarred, yet relieved. But she needed time and space to heal. And so she moved to New York a few months ago. Her father finally backed her decision strongly, she added. She told Sid how she asked Geeta not to give him any update till she had healed and was ready to love and be with Sid in the most wholesome way, in a way they deserved to be together. Siddharth got emotional imagining all that she must have gone through to be where she is today, to be with him. He took her hands in his and kissed them and told her, "I promise, from now on, every single day we will watch the sunset together. Every single day we will dance to our favorite cringy songs, and every day, Tara, I want to tell you how much I love you." She was overjoyed to see she meant to him the same he meant to her. Even after a year, their love didn't need the validity of time. It happened like a bolt of lightning, but it was to remain. For they were soulmates, and fortunate enough to know and understand that. A few days was all it took for them to fall in love. But a deep realization of the depth of love was what etched it forever in their hearts, and eventually in their lives. Their love story did take time, but it was there for the rest of their time.